Welcome to the Hope United Podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe.
On New Year's Eve, there was a proclamation. What was it?
That in 2026, we're going to be unshakable.
What? Everybody say it. In 2026, we are going to be
unshakable.
Unshakable. Now, there's some good news and there's some other news. What's the good news?
We're going to be unshakable.
And what's the other news?
There's going to be the biggest shaking we've ever seen.
Uh-oh. You can't have one without the other, can you? You want an unshakable? You got to be a shaking. Now, just between you and me, we got a lot of people around us in our lives, right? Some people are going to do what when everything is shaken?
They're going to leave. They might not like us anymore.
How many of you know you thought somebody was your friend? Then the shaking started. And you looked around, and where were they?
Gone.
But what we have learned is we're going to be unshakable. Everybody reach your hand out like this. Pray over these people about hearing the word of God today and watching God do something powerful through his word. Go ahead.
Thank you, Lord, for this Sunday. Thank you for all these people that are gathered here today. Please help them to be unshakable in 2026. Please help them to stand firm on your word, which is the rock, and not forget that you are the one that they should cling to in times of trouble when they're being shaken. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Good job, powerful Esperanza Swilly. I'm going to bring a message today on we are unshakable. Everybody say, we are unshakable. It's not I am unshakable because I need you and you need me. We're the body of Christ. Everybody say, we are unshakable in a world where everything will be shaken. I just want to take you to Hebrews, the 12th chapter. Hebrews, the 12th chapter, and start with verse 1. It says, therefore, since we're surrounded by such a cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders us. One translation says the weights. One translation says the burdens and the sin that so easily entangles us. Let us run with perseverance the race that is marked out for us. There are some things in your life that are burdens that you put on yourself. It's not something God wants you to carry. It's something that somebody made you carry or you thought you were supposed to carry. I want to see everybody do this. You need to shake it off. I want you to say anything that God hasn't told me to carry. Let me see some shaking. I need to see some shaking. Okay, that's good. Shaking. And then the sin. Sin means missing the mark. It means you're here and God wants you to shoot here. God wants you to do this. And somehow he gets you off track. That's sin. It's missing the mark. An unshakable crowd, if the crowd is for us or against us, both can be highly motivating. How many of you have been around a bunch of people and man, they were for you? They were celebrating you, and you felt like I could do anything. You ever been there? You ever been there? Your family shows up, whatever. Yeah, I lived my life first 40 years playing ball as much as I possibly could. Every kind of sport. And when I was at the home crowd, oh, my goodness. I thought I could run through walls. It was, oh, my God. They started clapping and saying my name. But let me tell you when I got more motivated. It's when I was playing in the enemy's gym. You can't do it. Get out of here, you bum. Could you just give me the ball just for a second? And I would get the ball and I would go, I'll be right back. And I would score and I would come back. And they would get worse and I would get better. Let me just tell you something. There is times in this year of being unshakable that the crowd's going to like you. And there's some times that the crowd's not going to like you. Both motivate a believer. Look at the life of Jesus. Look at the life of Jesus. The principle is you're unshakable if you learn in every area of your life. You've got to finish. If you don't finish, there is no reward. A marathon, 26 miles. No reward for running 25. It's DFN, did not finish. DNF. Thank you. Did not finish. I just want you to know I love the Bahamas. Kendi, I do. Ever since I was a little boy. We would go down there and minister every year, whether it was at Faith Temple, whether it was at Evangel Temple, whether it was Cedric Moss's church, the Kingdom Center. Every year we would go down there. When I was 10 years old, I went down with 2,000 ministers and their families on the Bahamas Star in this ship, and we had a great trip down. We had a very successful time of worship and crusades and teaching and rejoicing with our Bahamian brothers and sisters. And then on the way back, the ship caught on fire. And God is my witness. The truth is, the foghorns were sounding, things was going off. And my mother grabbed me at 10 and my brother 5, and she shook us and said, boys, we're about to be out in the water with the sharks and whales. If I could go back, I would probably teach my mother to kind of break the news a little easier. I just want to say something. Everybody looks at the person that's not shaken when all hell's breaking loose. The person that just knows. I know who holds the future, and I know who holds my hand. Not shaken. Verse 3 says, consider him who endured such opposition from sinners so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. The principle is the life, the unshakable lifestyle is not moved by what's politically correct, but what is biblically correct. How many of you know how long the Bible's been around? Let me tell you how long that, next to that, America's been around. I trust in the Word of God. I'm unshakable because of the Word of God. You will not fail to be unshakable if you protect your strength and you protect your soul. You can't be just jerked around by what people think and what people's opinions are. Verse 5. And you have completely forgotten the word of it. Have you completely forgotten the word of encouragement that addresses you as a father addresses his son? It says, my son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline and do not lose heart when he rebukes you. How many of you remember the miracles, the blessings, the victories he's done in your life in the past? Let me see your hand and let me hear you say amen. Don't make me start repeating all the things God's done for me. Because when I do that, something happens inside of me. Because that's why David was a man after God's own heart, is because he had the ability, and the all of his men wanted to stone him. 2 Samuel 30. And the Bible says, and he encouraged himself in the Lord. I want you to just take a second right now and just look at yourself and just go, man, you're unshakable. Just no, talk to yourself just for a second. You're not a crazy person. Just talk. I'm unshakable. Let's say it. Come on, hope like you got an attitude, because I know y'all all got an attitude. I'm unshakable. I'm a force to be reckoned with. I'm a powerful, beautiful, or handsome child of God. Minerva, you have to say, I'm a beautiful. Oh, God. That's, how many of y'all believe Minerva's beautiful? You know why? She believes she's beautiful. Okay. Verse 6. Mm-hmm. Verse 6. Well, I'm going to tell you that sometimes God does things. All right. Oh. And you have you completely forgotten the word of encouragement? My son, that addresses you as father and addresses son. It says, my son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline. Do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines the ones he loves. And he chastens everyone he accepts as his sons. What's the principle? You become unshakable if you love discipline. Man, discipline is what makes you who you are. You are, I want to tell you something. Give me another principle. The unshakable believer has people in their life that hold them accountable. I want to tell you something. I have raised children that hold me accountable. They're 45, 40, and 35. I was in Poland. I ministered for a week in England, and now I was going to minister a week in Poland. And when I was going through security to go to Poland, I almost passed out. I was sick when I went. And then I'd been ministering, I was sweating and everything, and my wife looks at me and I start to go down. And of course, at 235 and her at 100, there's not a chance she's going to catch me. She gets me to a restaurant and she calls my son. That was probably not the best move as it relates to me. When Josh goes, I don't even know where you are. I'm the oldest and I'm responsible for you. I don't care what you're doing right now. I said, you're right. If you can't be disciplined, if you don't have accountability, we are not free agents. We're not, you can't tell me what to do. Yeah, there's people who can tell you what to do that God puts in your life. Give me a principle. The unshakable believer understands submission is not a weakness, but it's a strategy in victory. Man, I want people in my life that are great. I want people in my life that I can say, oh, well, you're right. You're right. Submission. Give me another principle. Or to be unshakable is not easy or pleasant. Being unshakable is painful. But it produces a great harvest of peace and righteousness. Can I tell you? Everybody wants to be fit. And then they want to complain about the dry cleaners shrinking their clothes. It isn't the dry cleaners. It isn't. Well, I only ate this much all day long. I just ate little things. But they don't know about your candy drawer. That at night when no one's looking, you. We want to be unshakable. There's a price to pay. Everything that's shaken will be shaken. Come on, let's go. Next. If you're unshakable, you owe it to your children and the people following you to blaze a path for them. It says, make the way straight for them. Why do I involve both Esperanza and Christian in my message today? I'm blazing a path for them. I've already blazed the path for Pastor Josh and Pastor Corinne. But now I got to think about the next generation. I want to tell you something. Anybody that's of God is always thinking about three generations. Mm-hmm. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He always works in threes. That's why the Jewish people are so powerful and rich and successful. They always think generationally. It's not enough for you to be unshakable. You got to teach your kids to be unshakable. And that's why, what's the book, Josh, Pastor Josh, about failure? The gift of failure. I'm just going to tell you, sometimes, let me just tell you something, you fall down. You just fall down. Sometimes life is tough on you. Life, oh my God, it just keeps on, it keeps on. But I'm going to tell you what's unshakable is when you get back up and go, I'm not going down again, not going down again. I just want to say, Pastor Josh, yesterday Danny Dodge invited me to come to Chicago and speak. He was my first youth pastor. I used to use him in every illustrated sermon. And somehow he would get injured in every illustrated sermon. One time I was talking about breaking strongholds, and I had the heavyweight championship wrestler of the NCAA was part of my church. He's about 6'4", ripped. Powerful man. And I said to him, now sometimes you have to battle to get free. I said to him, Henry, get him in a hold where he can't get out. And he had him down, and Danny was screaming for mercy. But I was loving it. The bottom line is, he said, Bishop, would you come up to Chicago, could we do like one more illustrated sermon together? To be unshakable, there's a price that you have to pay. Let's go to verse 26. And at that time, his voice shook the earth. But now he has promised once more, I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. The principle is when God speaks, it shakes things up that need to be shaken up. How was the whole earth created? Genesis 1. He spoke and things happened. Guess what? His DNA is in you. So when you speak, what does it do? It shakes things up. So if you want to be unshakable, you speak the word of God. And when you speak the word of God, other things are shaken, not you. So we see that the unshakable believer changes the atmosphere where they live and the reality where they live. Verse 26, and at his time, his voice shook the earth and he promised. Verse 27. The words once more indicate the removal of what can be shaken. That is, created things so that what cannot be shaken may remain. Principle. We are God's unshakable people in a world where everything will be removed that can be shaken. That's good news. I don't need things around my life that can be shaken all the time. Some of you have such anxiety and what cause everything around you, the people around you that you count on are shaken. They're shaken by everything. I will not be shaken. This past week, Christian Alejandro Mirkus-Willie and I, we started talking about earthquakes. Come on, my big buddy. Come on. And there's three things you got to remember in an earthquake. Because we're going to talk about a real earthquake, a natural earthquake, because there's nothing more shaking than what happens in an earthquake. Nothing else. No other natural disaster is even close. Because there's nowhere to hide. There's nowhere to go. Everything will be shaken. And the Bible says you learn first from the natural, and then from the spirit. But there are three things that we have to learn in the natural that we have to do. The first thing you have to learn in the natural, if an earthquake happens, is to
drop down.
Why are we dropped down?
To avoid getting hit in the neck or in the head, because an injury like that could seriously hurt you.
Hits you in the head, you're knocked out, now you're totally vulnerable. Hits you in the neck, paralyzes you. So you come down. You get down, because if you don't get down when an earthquake happens, there's no way to stand up. I have a friend that went through an earthquake, and they were outside playing basketball, and the whole ground shook, and it threw them all down. He looked out at the hills around Los Angeles, and the hills were moving. Body, the buildings were moving. But there's a spiritual significance. A spiritual earthquake starts to happen in their life. What do?
You get on your knees.
Why do you get down on your knees?
To pray.
I'm not going to panic. I'm going to pray. They both start with P, but they're very different. I'm not panicking. I get down. And what am I going to hear when I pray? The strategy of what to do. Number two, you drop down. Number two, you what?
You cover.
Find covering.
You find something to cover your head or your neck because you don't want to get paralyzed.
That's right. So you find cover. You find like a table. And so we're here. We're under covering. We're under covering. And what does that mean spiritually?
To find someone like a pastor or leaders in the church to be a covering over you.
So it has to go through them before it gets to you.
Yes.
You find a body and you find covering. What's number three?
Number three is to hold on.
Okay. Why are we holding on to this?
Because if you lose your grip on it, then you have no more covering.
So spiritually, what does hold on mean?
To hold on to what you know is the truth in the Bible, and to make sure that that you're doing the right thing.
Every heaven and earth will pass away, but His word will never fail. Hold on. Grab somebody beside you. Grab their hand. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. People ask me, what would you do if Sonny left you? I said, I would go find her and get her. What? You think I'm going to let her go? Thank you, Christian. There's two realities that you think you live in. One, you're held captive by the past. You're held captive by the past of what's happened to you in the past. And boy, there is a lot of drama back there. And everybody said, there's a scripture for the unshakable. Old things are passed away. And behold, Some things. No. All things have become new. Let me tell you something. I don't care who you are. You've been through some stuff. And you can't be unshakable as long as you're dragging that with you. There's another one. You live in the future. People who live in the future are always worried about what's going to happen out there. Oh, my God, this is going to happen. That's going to happen. Being unshakable is living in the present. That's right, John. The here and the now. Look here, I know who holds the future. He's got my hand. I don't worry about that. But I'm going to tell you something. We have to let go of fear. You want to be unshakable? I can't think about that. I'm going to think about today. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will be glad in it. Because I'm not worried about the future. I'm unshakable. But I can stay unshakable because we are together unshakable. I want you to bow your heads. And I want to pray over you. Now, I want you to take this serious. Take this serious. Come on up here, Ariella. I want you to agree in prayer with me. Will you do that? Everybody come up here. I want you to right now, I'm going to pray over people. How many of you raise your hand and you say, what do you have a child with you? The Bible says, unless you become as a little child, that kind of faith, you can't enter the kingdom. You can't see the kingdom. You believe everything I'm saying? You believe these people can be healed?
Yes.
Do you believe the past can be over?
Yes.
Did you hear the authority? Did you hear the authority? You need to have that kind of authority. All right, here we go. How many of you got something in the past you need to leave there so you can be unshakable now? You're not living in the past. You're living in the present. How many? Just raise your hands. Let me say, just be honest. Get those hands up all over. You got something in the past. There you go. Yep. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Okay, good. That's about right. About 70% of us are telling the truth. Okay. You got something in the past you need to let go?
Yes.
Okay. See, we all have it. Bow your heads. Ariella and I agree in the name of Jesus that the past is over. You say it out of your mouth. The past is over. I want you to say, I'm not going to rehearse it anymore. I want you to say, I let it go. And I say in the name of Jesus, it's under the blood. It's under the blood of Jesus. You are a new creation in 2026. New creation in Christ. Amen? Okay. We're going to talk about the future now. Well, you got a lot of future in front of you. How many of you are worried about what's about to happen? You're worried about how am I going to do this? How am I going to make a living? Maybe I'm not going to have, am I going to have my job? What's going to happen here? What's going to happen? How many of you got concern? Bow your heads. Raise your hand if you're worried about the future. You're worried about the future. Let me see. See, look at this. Pastor Josh, Pastor Corinne. He's got the future. He is powerful. Now bow your heads. I'm going to break that in the name of Jesus. All fear. All fear, all anxiety about the future. God, you've got that covered because we are your children. We are your children. And the past is going to be great. We're not going to worry. We're not going to have concern about it because we put it in God's hands. Are y'all, tell them, put it in God's hands.
Yes.
Do you love Granddad?
Yes.
Do you like to stay at his house?
Yes.
I'm on a roll now. I'm going to get everything I wanted. Last thing. You can't be unshakable and not be passionate about Jesus. It isn't. It isn't about just religion. It ain't just about coming to church. It's about loving him. Because he first loved us. Heads are bowed. How many of you would say, Bishop, I've kind of lost a little bit of my passion for Jesus. Raise your hand. Let me just see. I've lost a little. Yep. Yep. How many other people? Just be honest. I've lost some of that passion. Good. I see. Yeah, it's got a little stale. Yep. God. What I prayed, Ariella, was that lives would be transformed today. That these people would fall in love with Jesus. Do you love Jesus?
Yes.
With all your heart?
Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus, let's all say it together. Jesus, I want to proclaim my love for you all over. You're everything to me. You're first place in my life. I have a passion for you, your house, your people. I just feel like doing this. Your heads are bowed. I just feel like, just put your hand on somebody's shoulder. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yes. Because to be unshakable, sometimes I might need Ariella to pray for me, which she has. And the power of her prayer is awesome. Sometimes Ariella needs me to pray for her. Can you take 20 seconds and just pray for the person that you got your hand on their shoulder? Would you just do that for me? Just pray and say, in the name of Jesus, I love you. In the name of Jesus, be healed. In the name of Jesus, be unshakable. The past is over. The future's great with God. But in the name of Jesus, we are unshakable. Tell them, Ariella, say, we are unshakable.
We are unshakable.
Everybody say it. With faith, we are unshakable. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks again for listening. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, if God is with you, you will be undefeated.